Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Shamanic Heartprints with Shaman Cher Alexander, who empowers seekers of purpose with the tools they need as they gear up for change. Now, your host, Shaman Cher Alexander.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Angel Heart for You radio channel and the Shamanic Heartprint Show. This is Cher, and I will be with you for the next hour. I want to thank you for making the choice to come, to listen, and to spend this time with me today. You can be a part of the show if you'd like to. All you have to do is call in, ask questions, or make comments about today's show. You can call in right now on Skype or on your phone. Dial 657-383-0608. How funny, I said dial. When I was a child, we used to have to dial a phone, but I guess you just punch it in now. Now, remember to hit 1 so I know you want to talk to me. Now, you can also connect by signing into Blog Talk Radio as a listener and join in the chat. The chat will be live. You can ask questions and make comments, and I'll respond to them. You can also connect with me if you'd like to see me in person by making an appointment for a reading or to register for one of my workshops by calling Angel Heart for You here in Benicia. The phone number is 707-745-2024. I'm going to say that again. It's 707-745-2024. And just ask for an appointment with Cher. Or if you know a workshop you want to register for, tell them you want to register for that workshop. Now, you can find all my workshops and all the workshops that are held at Angel Heart for You on the Angel Heart for You calendar page on their website. You can learn more about me and find all my workshops listed on my calendar on my website. My website is Cher Alexander. That's one word. ShareAlexander.com. Do you feel spring is here yet? Boy, I sure do. If you live in the other atmosphere, you might feel fall is on its way. But here the trees are filled with new buds, and many of them have beautiful white flowers. More days are filled with brightness and the warmth of the sunshine. It feels good after so much rain and cold that we had this winter. Of course, I know all that rain has helped make the land a blanket of green and colorful wildflowers. Plants are growing and the earth is just cloaked all around this area with patchwork colors of green. Makes my heart sing to see the earth in bloom. Do you notice as you look around there are lines? Yes, lines. In the fences and the walls we build, in the roads we drive on the sides of our buildings, do you see these lines? On the parking lots, there are lines that divide the parking spaces. In the middle of the roads we drive on, there are lines that divide the roads. There are lines in our sidewalks. Telephone poles, and street lines create lines in our air. Do you see all these lines? We have sayings about lines too. Do not cross that line. We draw lines in the sand. There are lines of leadership. There are lines in a book. When I was a child, we played this game called Red Rover, where you tried to run through a line of people and break that line. Fences create lines around our property. We fence school playgrounds. We build walls that separate us and build shelter. We have lines everywhere. Some of these lines offer protection. Some divide spaces. Some provide routes or paths for travel. Some create boundaries and some hold spaces. Some offer shelter. Where do you see lines? Before we talk about lines, I want us to come together with a prayer. I want us to pray now. I want us to begin by breathing. I want you to breathe through your nose and feel that air in your nose. Concentrate on that breath and bring it into your body. Bring it down your spine and through your legs. Bring it into your feet. Keep breathing and breathe down below you into the earth, about 6 or 8 feet, where you have an energy center called first chakra. And bring the energy from the earth, all the varied colors of the land, all the varied colors you see, from blues and greens to browns and tans and reds and orange and purples. Bring them into that chakra and bring them up into your body. Fill your body with that energy. Keep breathing through your nose and feel that breath in your body. Keep pulling that energy in from the earth. And as you breathe, send that breath up through the top of your head as high as you can imagine into the universe. From the universe, touch that energy and bring it back down into your body. Bring the gold and silver hues and iridescent lights. Bring them into your body. Bring them down through your crown chakra. Fill your body with that light and that energy. Mix the energies from the earth and from the cosmos and ground yourself and empower yourself as we pray. Great Spirit, this is Walks with Clouds. I am here with many listeners who are here today and will come in the future. We come together today to join as one. We reach out our hands in symbol of being in circle. We reach out to the hands of the person who is listening, who is really beside us, energetically is there. We feel the energy that we have brought into our body from the earth and from the cosmos. We share that energy now through our hands with those who are listening. We create a circle, a huge circle that crosses the globe and fills our planet. The circle will grow as people come and listen to this recorded radio show, and we will continue to connect in this way. We intend this connection to fuel us, give us insights to each other, and strengthen each other as we are all one. In this moment, we come together as one to realize we are one all of the time. Feel that energy moving through your hands, feeling it, sharing with other people. I can feel you here beside me. Can you feel me? Open your heart chakra. Allow the energy that's radiating through this circle to penetrate your heart and bring it in. Bring in the energy and mix it with the energy of the earth and the cosmos. All this energy from the wonderful people around the world. Bring this energy into you. Bring this energy into you. I give thanks that we are here, that we can have this amazing moment. I give thanks that we can touch each other even when we seem far apart. We can be right next to each other. All we have to do is reach out and make that connection. I honor you. I honor all of you, no matter where you are. I'm blessed that you are here with me today. I give thanks for all of you. Close your hands now. Bring them back into your body. Keep breathing as you listen to the show. I welcome you. Hiya. Thank you for that wonderful sharing of our energy. Thank you for being with me in that prayer. You know, today we're going to talk about, under Secrets of Food, one of our foods that looks a lot like a line. Can you think of foods that look like a line? I want to share one of these foods with you, a vegetable. Can you guess which one it is? It's a green line, a beautiful green line. It's asparagus. When you buy asparagus, look for that beautiful green color and closed tips. I like the thin stalks because to me they seem the most tender. Now wrap the cut end in a wet towel when you get it home, or put it in a small amount of water when you put it in your refrigerator. Asparagus, really fresh and green for a whole week. Before you cook them, snap them about 3/4 of the way down, and you'll have the best part of the stalk. They snap pretty easy if you hold one end in one hand and the other end in your hand and just bend it. It'll naturally snap. Do you know that a half a cup of fresh steamed asparagus is only 22 calories? And you get 2 grams of protein and 4 grams of carbohydrate. Do you know asparagus helps our veins and arteries discharge pressure and ward off blood clots? And it also helps regulate inflammation. Dr. Marcola says this about asparagus. Asparagus has vitamin A, also known as retinol, because it produces pigments in the retina. It also has vitamin E, which is a strong antioxidant. And that means it reduces oxygenation damage in our body, which can harm our tissues, our cells, and our organs. And K, which helps your blood clot. There's also magnesium, zinc, and psyllium, as well as fiber, thiamine, riboflavin, niacin, vitamin B6, iron, copper, and magnesium. That's pretty powerful vegetable. And do you know a serving of asparagus provides a whopping 60% of the recommended daily allowance of folate? Asparagus helps keep your heart healthy, and folate is necessary for blood and cell reproduction, especially for our bone marrow and for normal growth, and it helps prevent liver disease. You can steam, boil, or grill, or stir-fry asparagus. If you've never tried grilled asparagus, I think it's really good, especially in the summertime when you use it in a salad. If you overcook this tasty vegetable, though, it's going to get mushy. So cook it to just tender crisp. It cooks pretty fast. Asparagus also makes a great salad, and you can add it to rice or pilaf. I've even seen it added as a topper on Eggs Benedict. Here's some fun facts about asparagus. Asparagus was cultivated in Egypt more than 2,000 years ago. It was used for medicinal purposes. The name asparagus derives from a Persian term, asparga, meaning shoot. In the 16th century, Love Manual listed asparagus as an aphrodisiac or a love potion. Experts advised eating or consuming asparagus for 3 days in a row to have the most potent effect on your love life. English peasants called it sparrowgrass. Asparagus came to America with the Pilgrims. It was not natural to our country. Today, California is the largest producer of asparagus. The green line vegetable, it's the largest. California is the largest producer of asparagus in our nation, in the United States. Now, how about us? What about us and our lines? Under the topic of Nature Speaks, we're going to discuss us and our lines. One of the ways we use lines is to create boundaries or separation, such as the lines of a roadway or fences or walls along a ledge or around a school playground. We also have our own personal lines or boundaries. What are your boundaries? Where do you draw your personal lines? Do you use technology to communicate with your friends and family? Is there a different way of communicating that surprises you in these technology realms? Do you find your boundaries pushed on Facebook or in chats or on dating websites? Are your boundaries different when you chat or post on Facebook than when you talk to people personally, face to face? Does the fact that no one can see you online make your personal boundaries different? Are you emboldened to express yourself differently? Or do you find yourself unfriending others on Facebook because they are emboldened and express ideas that cause you to respond in anger, fear, or upset in some way? Are you like many of my clients, finding they are unprepared for the lack of boundaries in online or smartphone communication, both their own boundaries and the boundaries of their friends and family and strangers? One of my clients was very upset by the words expressed by her brother on her Facebook page. His language was very vulgar. Every one of his sentences contained something that was vulgar or was name-calling, expressing thoughts in a way she never would and really made her uncomfortable. Her brother knew that. He knew she didn't like that language, and she defriended him so he could not post such thoughts any longer on her Facebook page. His personal boundaries were crossed, and in defense, she blocked his sharing in her space online. Has this happened to you? Do you feel the expressions on social network sites often cross your personal boundaries? Have you deleted posts or blocked people from your space? Change the language people use when they post it? I want to go back to the rest of the story about my client. Her brother was very upset that she blocked him and said he did not have the right to post the language he chose to write. He felt she was trying to control his right of free speech. This began a dialogue, and I worked with her to open up that dialogue with her brother. I helped her explain it was not his thought that was hard for her to read, that she was unable to find his ideas in the post because his posts were filled with vulgar words and name-calling, and that's all she could see. Her own language never included such language, and she and her friends were offended by his words. He also discovered many of his own friends asked him to change his language in his posts. My client worked with her brother to find new words that could express strong ideas and not be vulgar or contain name-calling phrases. I want you to know that I share and teach ways to have conversations that matter, helping clients share their feelings, share their thoughts, and listen to the thoughts and feelings of others. And I help them learn how to do that without attacking other people or accepting the attacks of others. This is one of the offers I have within my coaching program. I can help you learn new and different ways to have meaningful conversations that matter. This can include personal conversations, online or chats, or social media conversations. Personal boundaries are part of our lives, and they are part of how we can take care of ourselves. These boundaries do not have to be unkind or unpleasant for our friends, our family, or our strangers. We can hold our own and do this with class and kindness. We can go higher when others go lower. When we keep our own boundaries and allow others their choices, we have less conflict in our life and less stress. If you need or want some help creating healthy boundaries for yourself or helping others acknowledge your boundaries, contact me on my website at sheralexander.com. We can together create the boundaries that will support you. I'd enjoy doing that with you. We all draw lines, and there are lines all around us. They can protect us, and they can be boundaries. Let's talk about moon shadow now. Let's talk about some facts about the moon. Today we will learn when the moon is red and the line that makes that happen. Do you know what happens when the moon and the earth are in perfect alignment? When they make a straight line with each other? This does not happen often. Earth is tilted, and the moon and the earth seldom line up with each other. When then the earth and the moon do make the straight line, we have a beautiful red moon. Do you know why we have the red moon? When there is a total lunar eclipse, when the Earth and the Moon line up, and the Earth blocks the Sun's light from reaching the Moon, do you know what happens? If there were astronauts on the Moon, they would see during this time the Earth in a complete eclipse from the Sun. The astronauts would see a bright red ring around the Earth because they would watch all the sunrises and sunsets happening simultaneously around the world. Boy, I'd love to see that experience. Don't know if I'll make it to the moon, but how beautiful would that be? So while the moon is completely within the Earth's shadow, indirect sunlight can reach and illuminate the moon. However, the sunlight must first pass deep through the Earth's atmosphere. The Earth's atmosphere filters out most of the blue-colored light, so the remaining light is a deep red or orange in color, and it is also much dimmer than the pure white sunlight. Earth's atmosphere also bends some of the light so that a small fraction of that light can reach and illuminate the moon. The total lunar eclipse is so beautiful because of the filtering and the refracting effect of the Earth's atmosphere. If the Earth had no atmosphere, then the moon would be completely black during a total eclipse. Instead, the moon can take on a range of colors from dark brown and red to bright orange and yellow when there is an eclipse. So now you know when the Earth and the moon align, we have a lunar eclipse, and the moon is red because of the Earth's atmosphere. And you also know, if you were on the moon when this was happening and viewing the Earth, you would see an eclipse of the Earth, and the Earth would be red because you would still be looking through the Earth's atmosphere. The line of the Earth and the moon, that line where they are blocking each other, means we see a red moon. That's why we have a beautiful red moon every once in a while, a few times a year. I hope you enjoyed today's show. I want you to have a wonderful, wonderful week. Might be spring where you are, or it might be fall, but the seasons are changing. That's a line we draw too between our seasons. We have many lines in our life. There are other fruits and vegetables that make lines too. And if you look around, you'll see lines all around you. If you need help with your boundaries, let me know. I'd be glad to work with you. Enjoy the change of the seasons wherever you are, wherever you live. Hold your boundaries with kindness, but set them. They are important for you to have to take care of yourself. Enjoy the bright green line of asparagus. And the next time there's a lunar eclipse, you'll know why the moon is red. You can find me at Angel Heart for You or online at sherealexander.com. You can call Angel Heart for You to make an appointment with me to have a reading or to register for one of my workshops at 707-745-2024. And remember, you can find me at sherealexander.com. Have a wonderful week. I'll see you next time. Take care of yourself. Remember, you can have your boundaries and you can take the high road when others take the low road. You can always be yourself and you can allow them to be their self. You don't have to be a victim. Set your boundaries and honor them. Bye for now. I look forward to talking to you again next week. Have a wonderful and blessed week. Bye.
Listening to another empowering show. Tune in every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Monday and Friday to hear our live shows. Learn more about our live shows at www.angelheartforyouradio.com and keep tuning in to the Angel Heart for You radio channel.